This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Despite the zombie apocalypse and the coronavirus and all the other stuff as it is tonight, it is also time for the 1911 University. Graciously put together for us by the professor himself, Joe Chambers of Chambers Custom. Of course, sitting here in front of me right now is the Chambers Custom Fat WMGC for compact or for colossal, maybe. I don't know.
Cool.
That's what it is. Pretty hot and tempting. Working man's gun. Cool. I could do that. That'd be cool. I could do that. That's the next video. That's how I'll open it up. So how are things in Nebraska, everything coronavirus-wise? How's that going for you?
Oh, it's quiet, you know. The president said that Nebraska looks great, and that our governor is the kind of leader that all states should have.
Yeah.
Because we haven't gone completely berserko, bonzo, nutso. You know, I mean, you got a population of roughly 1.9 million people, and you got roughly 60 cases in the whole state. Yeah, that's not too bad, I reckon.
No, it's probably, you know, that, you know, where there's not a lot of population density, I don't expect to see this become an issue like it is in New York City or Los Angeles or whole parts of California. But that's all beside the point. I know that you are not a fan of the media. Now, I know I just lit a fuse. So remember, we're at the mercy of the FCC here. So what do you think of the way how do you think the media has handled this?
I think they've been rather foolish about the whole thing. You know, the media tends to compound issues. The media is they're heavy on drama. They like to conflagrate, you know, all this stuff. And is it potentially really bad? Sure. Yeah. If you live in the Bronx, you know, if you live in downtown LA or Atlanta, it absolutely could be bad. You know, you need to take precautions, wash your hands, you know. Do you need to wear an N95 respirator to Walmart? No. That's ridiculous. Get real. I mean, I was at Walmart last week, and there was a guy with an N95 respirator on. I'm like, for real? Come on, man. You know, and everybody's walking around with rubber gloves, and one lady had, you know, like the big rubber gloves that you wear when you clean your bathroom. She was wearing those around. I'm like,
the Playtex. What are they?
Yeah, the big yellow rubber gloves.
Dishwashing gloves. Yeah.
Yeah, and Heidi went up to the school last week to get the kids assignments, and there was a lady out in the parking lot spraying her entire body down with Lysol after she had come out of the school.
But is that good for you?
I don't think it is.
I wouldn't think so.
You know, my welder, Darren, was over here yesterday, and he works at a local body shop, and he said they're required to spray themselves and the vehicle interiors down with denatured alcohol before they get in or out of them. That just doesn't sound healthy.
Not all the time. I know I've heard all the stuff about the possibility of coronavirus sitting on a surface for X amount of time. But, I mean, like, this would be like, see, this gun, since you sent me this gun, it's been in my possession the whole time. And I don't have coronavirus. Now, I wash my hands plenty, but I don't wash them any more than I used to. But I used to wash my hands a lot anyway. Just because that's what we do here in America. We have hygiene.
Well, it's what most normal people do.
Yeah. And so not knowing that I've controlled this surface the whole time and I haven't had anybody coughing over it or anything, I don't feel the need to clean it in that manner. I'll clean it after I shoot it just because, you know, I like handling it and doing that other stuff because I'm still in my oh golly gee phase with it. But and that's probably going to last a while. But and here's the other thing. Now, I don't know if you thought about this or not, but isn't it interesting? Because the media is always trying to drive and gin up fear, and they succeeded. But, you know, they don't like homeschooling at all. But, like, every child now is going to finish the rest of this year in the United States homeschooled.
Well, maybe. I mean, Nebraska schools are shut down until, I think, April 31st, and then they're going to reevaluate. But, yeah, I mean,
they don't like for people to be armed, and yet there's been a run on guns from people that have never owned a gun in their life, never thought about owning a gun in their life.
Yeah, and okay, so now you're going to pick that bone.
Uh-huh.
I got to talk about it for
you. Okay, that's fine. I know where you're going to go with it. I've already been that way, but we can do it too.
Look, here's the deal. If you voted for people who want to take your gun rights away, you shouldn't be out buying guns. That's my feeling. Period. If you voted for, you know, the governor of California, I'm not going to mention his name, but if you voted for the governor of California who wants to strip away your rights, you shouldn't be lining up at a gun store. Sorry, that's the way I feel.
We can use words for these guys. He can be Brill Cream, and the guy in New York can be Frito.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you voted for Frito, there's no reason for you to go to a gun store. You made your bed, now you get to lie in it. Lice, bugs, and all. You know, that, I mean, that kind of stuff just gripes my tail that, you know, all these people that, you know, they thought, oh, well, the government said I can just buy a gun and have it mailed to my house. No, you're an idiot. We've been trying to tell you this for years that the government and the media was lying to you and you didn't want to believe this and you keep voting for these clown shoed, you know, bebop haired idiots into office, and now you're going to reap what you sow while the rest of us sit back here well prepared and you know accounted for and we have our ducks in a row. But you know you're causing more problems than it's worth. It's irreprehensible what they've done, and I you know I'm not really a tinfoil hat wearing guy per se, but it's an election year.
Well, I mean, preparedness is not paranoia. And I know a lot of this was to try to get Trump out of office. I know that. But the delicious irony of it all, where it's slapping back all the, you know, they're saying right now that using reusable grocery bags is a way to keep the virus going. And the best way to go is one-time use, throwaway plastic bags. Take that, climate changers. You know?
Right. I mean, oh, man, there's just so much stuff that they're compounding on this. And then, you know, of course, the Senate voted unanimously to do this stimulus package for $2.2 trillion.
Yeah.
But hospitals only get $150 billion. Where's the rest of the money going? If this is truly a really serious situation, how come hospitals are only getting $1.5 billion or $150 billion out of a $2.2 trillion stimulus package?
Well, we're coming up on the first break. If you want my explanation as to what I think is going on with that, we could do that when we get back. For those of you wanting to look at what Joe does, you can go to ChambersCustom.com. He's on Facebook as Chambers Custom. Instagram is Chambers Custom. Go check him out. It's all there waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And we are back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. I just did what I always do. Every day the same routine before I skate up to school. But who knew that this day wasn't like the rest? Instead of taking the test, I took two to the chest. For all of you that like that kind of, a lot of people ask me about that bump. That's P.O.D. P.O.D. Youth of a Nation. Which that doesn't sound like that'd be the song, but that's what it is. Joining me again is the professor from Chambers Custom, and that is Joe Chambers. We were talking about the stimulus And I haven't read the stimulus. I haven't read it, so everything I'm going to tell you is sort of conjecture. I think Trump is going to make the states find the majority of the stuff for their hospitals, which is what they should be doing anyway. And when you look at it, I mean, like Cuomo and de Blasio, both in New York, they both had opportunities to buy stuff, which is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to, you know, they're supposed to be in charge of getting the funding and the appropriations for their hospitals in the state and in the city.
Right.
They didn't do it. They didn't do it.
Nope.
But now Ford Motor, you know what Ford Motors is doing?
They're building respirators.
They're building respirators out of parts from the F-150. So, I mean, you know, this is going to spin around, but I, you know, looking at the breakdown of it, the stuff that I was concerned with the stimulus was what Nancy Pelosi wanted, which was the AOC grocery list, basically.
You know, Nancy Pelosi's not in the Senate.
No, she's not.
So why is she even there running her pie hole?
Because they have to have 60 votes to get it passed, and so there's only 53 Republican senators, and four of them are on quarantine. So they had to have some Democrats vote with them. And Mnuchin got out there and said, we had to have this passed now, and we had to pay a price for it. So, as long as it happens, I wasn't a big fan of the stimulus the first time around, but this is a different kind of thing. This is not something the government caused. You know, 2008, the government calls that, and the banks calls that. This is something different.
Well, and my biggest issue with this monstrosity of a bill, really, is my grandkids' children will be paying for this. You know, everybody's out there going, oh, we're going to get stimulus checks and we're each going to get $1,200. They're just giving you your own money back.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the simple solution to this would have been to go, all right, we're going to give the hospitals, you know, $150 billion. And because hospitals, you know, a lot of them are nonprofit, whatever, even though they do profit, and we're going to suspend all income tax for 12 months.
Yeah.
That would generate roughly $1.7 trillion into the economy, right? And people could go on with their lives. But no, they would rather give people that don't work money. They're already giving people that don't work money. Which is ridiculous. If you don't work.
Well, yeah, I'm not laughing at what I'm just laughing at what you're saying because it's ironic. What you just said is so very true.
Yeah.
I think the biggest part of it is even if they suspended income tax right now with all these people that are normally working, that are not working, like that group I told you about last night.
Right.
Suspending their income tax doesn't mean anything to them right now because they don't have any income.
Right. No, of course not. But, you know, you want to extend, you look at the numbers of what they just passed, and they extended unemployment benefits. Okay. So you're already on unemployment, and you're getting roughly $400 to $500 a week in unemployment.
Sure.
Now we're going to give you $600 more a week unemployment.
Right.
Now you're making $4,000 a month. Why would you ever go back to work?
It's not very much incentive. You know what it boils down to? What it boils down to is this. What you're describing as far as the who's going to pay for this later on down the road, exactly correct. And if government had not turned into the behemoth that it is today, where it's not actually doing most of what it's supposed to be doing, it doesn't do. And it's not a whole lot of stuff that they're actually supposed to do on the federal level.
You know? Right.
And if they were just doing that limited amount of stuff in scope, then we wouldn't have the debt or any of this other stuff. But, I mean.
Well, you take a state like Ohio that was just doing really, really well. And, you know, their idiot governor, he has canceled everything, essentially. I mean, Pennsylvania is the same way.
Right.
Doctors, you know, I have a number of clients that are doctors in both states. And, you know, no electives, no checkups, no nothing. One of my clients had to lay off 60% of his staff on Monday because you know, he's a baby doctor, and they're not allowed to do maternity checkups anymore because that's considered elective. The last time I checked, the baby in the womb was not an elective.
No.
That's a priority, and mothers who are carrying those babies need checkups. That's why doctors do them. You know, this isn't 1853. This is 2020.
Yep.
And, you know, so you got governors that are decidedly destroying their own economies over a couple hundred sick people. Get real.
Well, I mean
it's most catastrophic.
See, the problem, though, is that you see that, but politicians don't see that because they all still think in that political vein where, you know, it's about procedure and decorum and all this other stuff. They're always in a box. Politicians put themselves in their own box with no doors, no windows, and they think what they're going to think. And that's to me, that explains why they don't ever seem to see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Trump's used to putting up skyscrapers in New York.
Right.
I mean, to get a food truck in New York would be a major undertaking just to go through all that red tape.
Right.
So, I mean, he right. knows how to get things done, and
My hope and prayer at the end of all this is that the people out there that are seeing this happen, that are seeing their businesses destroyed by their local governments, that are seeing their livelihoods destroyed, that are going to end up losing, you know, everything that they work for, because we're going to give more free money to people who don't work already, vote these idiots out of office. But they won't. And the way we know that they won't is look at Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at Chuck Schumer. You know? Look at all the clown shoe wearing people that have been in office for 40 years that, you know, you know what the definition of insanity is.
It's
doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yeah. You hang on right there, because I got a question for you. I got a question for you regarding all of this when we get back. I know what your answer is probably going to be, but I want to see. I want to see. And for those of you here in a minute, we're going to be talking about this gun, and we're going to be talking about some other stuff about employing this gun and the guns he makes. And we will get to the 1911 University directly. But you hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive Navy hospital ship is heading to New York.
Going to be landing at Pier 90 in Manhattan to provide hospital surge capacity for the New York metropolitan area. So it's a surge capacity. They may use it for this, or they may have other people coming in from hospitals.
President Trump talking to reporters at the White House. The USNS Comfort will make its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot on Saturday. Regarding the Senate passing a $2 trillion relief package, President Trump has a message for the House.
The House of Representatives must now pass this bill, hopefully without delay. I think it's got tremendous support.
The Dow was up for the third day in a row. That puts Wall Street on pace to have its best week in nearly 80 years. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,351 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
It's the day of 1911 University, but we're actually discussing a bunch of things that are actually happening out there in the world today that influence 1911 University, as they influence every facet of our life. And right now we're talking about coronavirus with the let's call it the coronavirus phenomena, because it's not.
I call it the Kung Flu.
Kung Flu, yeah. Well, now, if you don't want to be racist, you know, you can put other terms to it, like stir fry then die or something like that. But that's beside the point. That's beside the point. That's an Asian thing. I'm not even. You know, stir fry is an American thing. So I'm making fun of you, American peoples. You round eye. So anyway. So here's my question. And this is, I'm going to do this from two different perspectives, and we got. I want to cover this in this segment because we haven't talked nothing about guns. We got to do that just because it's 1911 University. Perspective one, the United States government, should they be in a position to tell us to shut down businesses and everything else? Or should you and I be looking at this on sort of a combat war footing where it's an extraordinary circumstance that we're having to face?
You know, this opinion is not going to be popular, what I tell you.
But it's probably going to be the one I have, though.
So I don't care. I wish Trump would just go ahead and go, we're going to do martial law. And here's why. You want to see this situation end? You want to see the media shut up in about 30 seconds? Declare martial law. Because nobody wants martial law. They don't really want martial law under Trump.
No.
If it had been under a Democrat president, they would take it. Under Trump, they don't want that. that would end this hysteria, and people would come to their senses and they would realize, yeah, we've had 1,000 deaths in the last week. Well, the flu killed 2,500 last week in the U.S. So, you know, they would look at it and go, this isn't as bad as we thought it was. Let's do whatever we have to do to end the martial law situation. Because, you know, I mean, can the government come in and tell me I have to shut down? Under certain circumstances, yes, because I'm regulated by the government, and if I don't follow their rules, then they can shut my doors.
Sure.
Can the government come into your, you know, to your mom and pop grocery store and go, you can't be open because of coronavirus? No. Not without a declaration of martial law. You know, can a government come to your home and say, you have to stay in your house, you can't leave your house? No. Not without a declaration of martial law.
Right.
You know, and so there's a lot of constitutional issues that arise from this that not many people are talking about, quite frankly, because they're in panic mode about, oh, I might get the Kung Flu. Okay.
That's going to stay in my head for the rest of my time, the Kung Flu. Okay. So let's move on to the next one. I agree with you. I'm like, let's go in full bore for the cure, which that would be what that would be.
Right.
But they're not, but then what you're saying is the media would be like, well, now we don't get to asking these stupid questions. Like, and I'm not going to go into those because I'll too much of a sidetrack. So let's go to point two of this while they're doing this. With all of these little tin pot dictators that are popping up and making these rules up as they go, like a sheriff in California decided that gun shops were going to be non-essential and they would be shut down. Now, Brill Cream did not put that out. And Brill Cream is actually the one in charge of what is essential and non-essential in the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that guy had to walk that stuff back because then there was this public outcry and everything that started. And, I mean, this happened both in California and in Pennsylvania where the governor...
Yeah, they took it all the way to the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania.
So these guys are getting pushback on this and everything, and the fact that they backed down I sort of think is a realization on their part. That they know that they can't really control some of this stuff if it comes to it, especially in California. They should know that better than anybody out there. But do you think this, with some of these tin pot guys, if they start actually getting really enthusiastic about enforcing their little fife, their new proclamations and everything, that this could lead to some violent civil disobedience?
Probably not. And the reason I think that is because most people that have the mindset that me and my friends and clients have is we're going to sit here and mind our own business because the masses don't really matter at that point. You know, we're going to take care of our own. I mean, look at me. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Who's coming out here? I mean, I'm sitting here in my office. I can see 2 miles out my window. I got a locked gate at the entrance. Who's coming through here? No one. So why would I go out and, you know, start a crusade?
Well,
there's no point in that.
I don't think that would. I think what would happen is where we're seeing all of this, a lot of this stuff happen, is the blue enclaves.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones out there wanting to enforce all this stuff. Now, the problem is that what you're describing, when you talk about the masses, you're talking about a group of people. I think people that carry guns at the very least, they're doing a very large modicum of critical thinking.
Yeah.
They're out there looking at different scenarios, and they're extending things out and saying, this is what could happen. In this situation, do I want to be prepared for that? E-I-E-I-O. And when you're talking about the masses, I think most of the masses don't do any critical thinking. They, you know, they want to live their life free of having to do critical thinking. They just want to live their life and be happy and, you know, tailgate and go to the lake and watch college football and that stuff. And now they're in a situation where they have to critically think. And now they're being woken up in a lot of cases. But right now, in the short term, they're at the mercy of these tin pots that they have elected because they didn't think about what they were doing. They didn't look into it. They didn't examine what they were looking at. They were just taking the shiny thing.
Well, and with the stimulus package, they're not going to have to think for 6 months because they can sit at home and collect unemployment. They're going to get their stimulus check and they can sit at home, or they can go to the lake, or they can watch their Netflix or their Hulu or whatever. You know, so they're still not put into a position where they have to critically think. I mean, this whole situation clearly illustrates what financial people have been talking about for three decades, which is the vast majority of the American public is one paycheck away from bankruptcy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so you have and as a civilization, you can't, you know, as the president, as the government, you can't realistically allow 80% of your population to go bankrupt. You want to talk about going into Mad Max.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. So, you know, I'm a little bit judgmental about the stimulus package. I'm a little bit bitter about it maybe because of what I see it doing economically to our country long term. But I also am a realist and understand that you can't allow 80% of your population to go into bankruptcy.
Correct.
That completely destroys your entire country for decades to come, maybe a century. But at the same time, this should be a wake up call to the mass American public that, hey, I should put 10% of every check I have into my mattress money account.
Well, hang on right there. Hang on with the mattress money. We can finish that up, and then we got to talk about this gun. And for those of you that want to check out Chambers Custom, ChambersCustom.com, they're on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. And we haven't done very much 1911 talking because, well, we got all this other nonsense. But let's talk a little guns, can we please, Joe? Just let's talk
Absolutely.
About now, Joe and I were having this conversation before we started this segment and everything. And we were talking about, and we didn't actually phrase it this way, but you were talking about the V8 guys. Right. Is it fair to say that you think, I mean, do you think there's two schools of people that shoot handguns, which is the, if that seriously shoot handguns, which are the combat, or that they see themselves like me. This is the way I see myself. I see myself to be the combat type where I'm just trying to engage targets as fast as I can, shoot them. And I'm not necessarily running out, trying to make 50 yard shots with this. Versus the people that are out there and every shot, where it's going, they want to control each of it, shape that shot and make sure it's hitting at a certain point. And if they're not, then they meticulously work at it till they do. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think there's some argument for the second group, quite honestly. Chuck Pressburg calls it throttle control. And the paradigm shift that we've seen in the last few years has been to gain more throttle control because of liability. You know, if you're in the Walmart parking lot and there's an active shooter trying to hose people down with an AK-47 and you whip out your smoke wagon and start blazing away at him, as long as your errant shots are hitting the concrete wall of the Walmart, you're fine. The moment one of your shots hits somebody's grandma, you're not fine. Now you're going to get sued and probably lose. So I think there's been a big shift in the thinking of a lot of people. There's still a prevalence of people that just hammer down, and we hammer down here, you know, we shoot a lot of steel just for fun or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think there's also a place for learning and practicing and training yourself for throttle control to make that shot, you know, put it in the tee bucket when it matters.
So, now with this gun, with the fat working man's gun compact. You were hitting what size gong at 200 yards with this?
20-inch gong.
20-inch gong. So after, and first you had to chop down the underbrush that to where you could see the gong, right? And you did that shooting the underbrush, right?
Correct.
So this gun, you and I have found this gun, the way they zeroed the optic and everything else, to be absolutely dead on true. It works for me. The dot is exactly where the round is going to go. So this is a gun that is dialed in for those 25-yard shots. Yeah?
Yeah. Correct.
One of the things that I learned in the martial arts is if you can kick a guy on top of his head, kicking him in his ribs is no big issue.
Right.
So that, is that the principle you try to employ with this?
Yeah, I think, and that's what a lot of the modern trainers now are doing. They're going, look, if you can keep them all in the black on a B8 at 25 yards in 10 seconds, then you can do work at, you know, what we consider modern self-defense distances of 21 feet or less, which is 7 yards. And that's kind of where the training is going, you know, and for years, the idea of shooting at 50 yards was, you know, for combat training or self-defense training was simply out of everybody's wheelhouse.
Right.
Then you had guys like Steve Fisher coming on and going, look, here's a target. I'm going to teach you to shoot at 50 yards. And people started doing it and realizing, oh, it's not as hard as I thought it was. I should actually practice that. Because the better you get at 50 yards, the better you're going to be at self-defense distances. And when you get to the point where you can shoot swiftly and you can trust your sights swiftly at 50 or even 25 yards, then self-defense distances really become a non sequitur because it's right there in front of you.
Right. So I think one of the things that Fisher especially is really good at is like when for somebody like me, who prior to taking Steve's class, I like to shoot fast. My philosophy is the wall of lead headed at the bad guy. Now, I'm not as precise as Mr. Fisher is. And so I was getting really frustrated when I was taking a class with Steve because I was thinking I was better than this. And it's part of the problem was that I was used to, you know, hammering. And Steve is more carving. When he's shooting at that distance, Steve manages to he keeps his frustration at bay and very critically thinks about every shot, whereas I was getting sort of hot about it. The turning point for me was I had a heat injury and I got to sit down for a minute and calm down, and then I started hitting.
Yeah, you have to take emotion out of it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, shooting cannot be an emotional event. And same thing goes with building guns, you know, like with Eric and Brandon. What I've had to teach, like Eric, for example, he's a very emotional person about things. And so I had to teach him, look, if you make a mistake, it's not emotional. It's mathematical. Get rid of the emotion of it. Figure out what went wrong and move on. If you know, there's no such thing as a perfect gun. I've been doing this for over a decade and I've never built the perfect gun in my own eyes.
Right.
Now, some of my clients look at the work and go, man, that's perfect. And, okay, well, I would have done this different or I would have changed that or whatever, you know, because I'm always striving to do better, but you have to take the emotion out of it, whether it's shooting or building the guns or whatever. You got to get rid of that because the emotion is what makes things go haywire. And when I was shooting bullseye years ago, that was my biggest problem, but I didn't understand it then. I was much younger, you know, I wasn't emotionally mature, mentally mature about things. And I didn't understand that you have to completely eliminate the emotion from the shot process. And that's why military shooters in the sport are so exceptional.
Yeah.
You know, you look at guys like Brian Zenz, 10-time national champion. Brian has no emotion about the target.
Right.
He just gets up there, lines the sights up, squeezes the trigger. That's it.
Well,
there's no emotion involved.
I want to point something out about the Chambers gun, though. I want to point something out about the Chambers gun. Now, and I think Pressburg is the one that coined this phrase, but with a Chambers gun, you have a mechanical advantage, yeah? Was he the one?
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. When with a gun like this gun... me going to Steve's class now and taking his red dot sight class, I would go into that now with no misgivings at all. I had a few about this one going in there as to whether I'd be any good at it or not, but no misgivings at all because I'm confident in this weapon. And the weapon mm-hmm. gives me that mechanical advantage because it is designed to both work at 25 yards, 200 yards, and then everything in closer. And is this where the real advantage and the real value of a gun that is built to this degree, over engineered to this degree, is this where this comes in?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you have the trigger, which is clearly a mass mechanical advantage over most everything that you can find out there.
Right.
Then you have the inherent accuracy of how we build the guns.
Right.
Which means that you can literally call your shots. And you can call your shots out to 50 yards. Once you get beyond 50, you got to be really, really skilled at calling shots to be able to do it. But if you focus on the shot process in a non-emotional mindset and you put the dot on the target and you squeeze the trigger, you know, you give it a proper cycle of, you know, focusing on the dot, let your mind subconsciously squeeze the trigger. When the shot breaks, you know where it was. And if you look down there and the bullet hole isn't where the dot was, then you know that you messed something up in your process of pulling the trigger.
You pushed it. We're running out of time here. Let me tell everybody how to find Chambers Custom. ChambersCustom.com. You can find them on social media and everything else. Thank you for joining me this evening, Joe.
Thank you.
Be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.